Om Shanti. In most of the business management courses, they tell a very funny story. Once a dog was sitting at one place, and suddenly the dog sees a lion is coming from behind. And the dog is very much afraid. Now what to do? So he devises a trick. He turns his back on the lion, collects some bones and sits and starts chewing bones. And he says, "Oh, what a tasty lion. I never tasted such a delicious lion ever before." The lion who was coming from behind gets afraid. "Oh, what is this? What sort of dog is he? He is eating lion." And the dog is so happy and he's just tasting. He's showing that he is eating bones of lions. So the lion is afraid and the lion runs away. When that dog sees this, he gets very happy. But there was a monkey who was sitting above, and he knows the truth. So, in order to grab this opportunity and to make friendship with lion, the monkey runs after the lion and tells the lion the truth. So the lion, when he learns the truth, "Oh, this is the thing. Oh, let me take care of him now." And they both return together. So when the dog sees they both are returning, the dog understands that yes, now the monkey must have told him the truth. So now he devises another trick. He again turns his back and starts eating the bones of the lion. He makes it appear like that. And he says, "Where is that monkey? He can't even bring a single lion for me. I told him just a simple task to bring a lion. He can't even fool a lion and bring him to me." Then the lion feels that I am being fooled. This dog is very dangerous. And this monkey is working in cooperation with this dog, and without saying a single word, the lion runs away. So this is taught in the management courses, how one has to be a clever person. So businessman has to be a very clever businessman, very shrewd, and in today's Murli, what Baba is saying, you have to become what? What you have to become? Read, children, check your charts to see for how long you remembered the father throughout the whole day. Check whether you have made any mistake, because each of you is a businessman. We will discuss something about businessmen. We are spiritual businessmen. They are worldly businessmen and we are spiritual businessmen. And there are various courses in the world which teach the art of business management. MBA courses and so many other courses are available in the world. They teach you how to become a best manager. They tell you about the qualities needed for becoming best manager, managerial qualities. So Baba wants us to become a spiritual businessman. So how a spiritual businessman should be? What are the qualities? What are the qualifications? What are the assets? A highly successful spiritual businessman should have. What are the habits he should develop so as to progress in his business by leaps and bounds? So we'll just discuss few things about a spiritual businessman and his qualities based on today's Sakar Murli. The first and the foremost thing a businessman should have is his appearance. Physical appearance. He should have a good commanding personality so that he can have an impression on his employees. If he is dull looking, if he is not impressive, then people will not get influenced by him. So the first thing a businessman should have is his physical appearance. This is in the world. A spiritual businessman should have spiritual personality. Worldly businessmen have worldly personality, how they look, what is their hairstyle, what they wear, all those things are counted. How are their shoes? Have they worn coat properly or not? How is their tie? Whether the clothes are properly pressed or not? Many things like that. How are the hair combed properly or not? So they look at the worldly personality. While spiritual businessmen should have spiritual personality. So the first thing is appearance, and spiritual personality means personality of purity. Here, a spiritual businessman should have a very high, great character, very high level of purity. Because purity is the very basis of this Brahmin life. Purity is the very foundation of this Brahmin life. And Baba has opened a shop. He himself is a businessman and he teaches us the art of business. Many times Baba has said, "You are salesmen and I want good salesmen so that those salesmen can sell his product of Gyan and Yoga. These are the products which are available here." So, have an impressive, pure personality for becoming spiritual businessman. That is first. Second thing a businessman should have is his educational background. A fool cannot start a business. A person who is unlearned, a person who does not have good educational background, it's very difficult, though there are exceptions. There are people in the world who are absolutely unlettered, but they are exceptional. Otherwise, in general, a person should have good educational background to start any business. Without educational background, without educational backing, without proper degrees, you cannot embark on any business. So that is in the world. In spiritual businessman, you should have very good hold of knowledge, Gyan, and that is Murli. You should be master of Murlis. Somebody might think that, let me only engage myself in Seva. What is the need of reading, churning, going into the depth of Murli, discussing Murli. Baba says, serve, keep on serving throughout the day, throughout the night. I will keep on doing that. What is the need of doing any other thing? What is in today's blessing? Baba said. Otherwise, you will keep on making same mistake again and again. And this is not the sign of intense effort maker. Unless and until the backing of knowledge is there, unless and until you have a strong educational background, you cannot become successful entrepreneur. You cannot become successful businessman. So, every day in the morning, one should listen Murli once, but read Murli twice. Listening is okay, once is okay, but keep on reading it, taking out powerful points from Murli and then churn them. Go in solitude and churn them. Take one point and churn it. Just as in today's Murli, Baba talked about garlands, different types of garland. Rudra Mala means all souls of the world. That is known as Rudra, means Shiva is known as Rudra. Then Baba said, garland of devotees. Then Baba said, garland of Rundamala, Vishnu. Those who are going to come in golden age. These are the three types of malas, garlands Baba discussed. So every Murli you will find certain new things. Baba said, I tell you new things every time. And the new things get repeated again. So there are newness, new points in every Murli. Take those points and churn those points. So you will have a very strong educational background. Because Murli is the study. And we are students. And what should be the attitude towards study? Very serious outlook, attitude. We should be studying it like a student does in school or colleges. They have an exam to pass, so they are totally engaged in reading Murli, in their studies, in their books. So in the similar manner, we should also be engaged in this study fully. So that is the second thing a spiritual businessman should have. The third thing, third quality, a businessman should have is his behavior. How should be his behavior? He should be well-mannered. He should be cheerful. He should be courteous. He should be respectful. Just imagine there is a shop and you go to the shop and you ask him, what is the cost of this? And he says, can't you see it is written there? Will you like to purchase from him? And then you go and ask him, what about that? Can you show me that? He says, no, see it from a distance. I cannot give you. Why are you unnecessarily giving me trouble? It's written. If you want, you can take. Otherwise, you can go. If he talks like this, will you like to continue there? Probably not. A businessman means his behavior should be very courteous. He should be very cheerful. He should be very loving. And he should have very good communication skills. This is very important. No matter what is his nature, if he is sweet tongued, everybody will get attracted to him. Everybody will come to that person. I remember in our place, there was one street hawker and he used to sing while selling his products. And all people would get attracted towards him. Same wine. Old wine in new bottle. So, good communication skills. So his behavior should be very good. He should be well-mannered, respecting his customers. Now this is in the world. What about spiritual businessmen? When somebody comes here, they should feel respected. They should feel that they are honored. They should feel that we should not show them that, okay, you have come. What is your name? This is your name. But this is the name of your body. I asked you your name. Okay, what is your business? You fool, you don't know even your business? Okay, tell me something about God. So he says, God means Krishna is God. Krishna? Oh no, what an ignorance. You don't know even God. Okay, tell me about the five cycles. He says, cycle? He says, you don't know cycles also? What you are doing, your life is wasted. Please come, I will teach you now. Who are you first? Then what is God? I will teach you what is the cycle. Do you know what is the time going on? He will say, okay, this time is this much time. You will say, no, this is confluence age. You don't know even confluence age? Have you gone to India ever or Mount Abu? He said, Mount Abu, I never heard. Such a misfortune. You have never heard of even Mount Abu. Will he come back again? Before you finish, you know, I'll tell you a funny and very bad thing. Once there was a lecture of some speaker outside, and one person got very impressed by that lecture because that speaker was from Brahma Kumaris. So next day he reached the center for taking the 7-day course. And when he came, he heard two sisters inside. One sister was saying, you give the course. Other sister was saying, you give the course. And they both sisters were fighting. She said, I gave last time, now you give, it is your turn. She said, no, I am not going to give, I have to go somewhere. And they were fighting so vigorously that his course got completed there only. And he left. So they should be given respect. Don't think that, see, in Hindi there is one saying that ignorance is darkness. But knowledge is the great darkness. A very paradoxical statement. Ignorance is darkness, but knowledge is maha andhakar. Why? Because any knowledge that induces ego is even worse than ignorance. And many VKs do that. We see in Mount Abu, some tourists have come. They have first gone to Shantivan. Okay? So many people have explained them what is God, what is Atma and what is Paramat. And then they go to Gyan Sarovar. And then many people explain them. And then they go to museum. There people explain. And then they come to Pandabhavan. Now the Pandabhavan, any person from that, for example, he feels that I have to explain him again everything. Let me pump knowledge. Within 1 hour, they start with soul and they end up with Brahmacharya. And the person runs away without looking back. They are merciful in a relentless manner at times. Because we want to create subjects. Baba said, no, you should have subjects. So let me not let go of him. If he has come, catch hold of him. He says, I have just now heard about soul and supreme self. Forget that. I will tell you now. What is soul and what is supreme soul? You might have heard, but did I tell you? Now I will tell you. What is soul? What is supreme soul? Listen from me. Unless and until you listen from me, I am not going to let you go. The hunter has caught the prey. So, spiritual businessmen mean who is courteous, who respects, who is good-mannered, well-mannered, who respects their time. They say that we have just 5 minutes. They say, no, I have to explain this whole exhibition to you. Forget your 5 minutes. Unless and until I tell you everything right from soul to the confluence age and the life story of Brahma and importance of Brahmacharya, you cannot go from here. Please. Yeah? So, you should respect their time. Should be as humble as possible. That is the third sign of spiritual businessman. And then next, experience. If you want to become a good businessman, you should have a vast experience of business. Then you can become a very successful businessman. That is another thing, that even new persons, if they work hard and do everything, they will become good businessmen. But otherwise, a successful businessman is a person who has got a wide experience. A successful spiritual businessman is also a person who has got wide experiences of yoga and knowledge churning. You should have undergone a lot of divine experiences of spiritual life, lot of experiences of bodilessness, lot of experiences of spiritual drills, lot of experiences of seva, service, experience of service in different areas, in places where nobody knows you, nobody understands your language, in very tough areas, barren lands. You should have gone and done service. All seen all ups and downs of Brahmin life. All ups and downs. People have insulted you, people. You know, one of the centers I went once in India. So class was going on. So suddenly the sister came and made an announcement. She said, anyone who has parked the car in front of the house in front of us, just remove that car, because that neighbor is saying that if you don't remove, I will burn your car. He was so against Brahma Kumaris that they will not allow even to park the car in front of their house. He said, immediately remove it, otherwise I will burn it with petrol. So immediately that car has to be removed. So one has to undergo, seen everything, cooperations of people, opposition of people, ridicule of people. So on the ground of seva, experience. On the ground of yoga, experience. On the ground of knowledge, explaining knowledge to very tough people. For example, a person comes in front of you who has read all the scriptures. Difficult. Because he will stop you at every point. Or a person who has come to you, he is from Christian background and he has never read any other scripture. And you start explaining him about deities and golden age and many other things. So he may not accept. Or person from Islam background, very difficult. From Buddhistic background, very difficult at times. Or out and out materialistic personality, who has nothing to do with this spirituality, but still they have come for course. So very tough. But one should have undergone all the experiences of relating knowledge, yoga and service. So a spiritual businessman means wide knowledge. Oh, okay. It was asked by one from BK and some from others. When BK asked me, every soul after the death of body takes up another body, why Brahma has not taken up another body? Why the soul is still there? The answer that it is his last birth, it's okay. But why is the only soul who is still in the subtle world? A very tough question. And then from the other persons, they keep on asking about like the toughest is the repetition of cycle. One is this. Second is about this 5000 years. These are some tough questions. Then they ask about carbon dating, but that we can answer. There are a lot of flaws in carbon dating. About dinosaurs, they ask. So, though we try to answer, but then these are still tough. And then they ask, see, in your Brahma Kumaris, God comes, okay? He makes a human being his channel. And now the channel is sick, so he stopped coming. What sort of God is this? The medium is not well. He is having physical problem. So your God has stopped coming. There are such weird, many such questions. Sometimes very difficult to answer. So there are a few things like that. So, And then next quality is financial soundness. Next quality of businessman in the world is he should be financially sound. A poor cannot start a business. Remember that. Very tough. He should have some backing. He should have money with him to begin the business. Or sometimes they take loan and many other things like that. But you should be financially sound to start a business. What about spirituality? You should be financially sound here. And what is our greatest wealth? Again, knowledge. You should be very, very knowledgeable. You should have read wide so that you can answer all the tough questions. Because there are people who come deliberately. Their aim is not to seek answers but to trouble you by asking tough questions, because they have already read everything about Brahma Kumaris. So they will come. You know, once a very bad thing had happened somewhere in Gujarat. A news reporter came, and he showed as if he is a BK, and he went to the trans messenger and he told her, my wife has died. Can you offer bhog and bring message? So that was a trans messenger long back. So okay, so next day he gave money and all those things, and bhog was offered, and she brought the message that your wife is well, and your wife said this things. Actually, his wife had not died. It was all a trap, and that had come in newspaper also during that time. So many people are very smart. They will come to check. So one should have wide knowledge of things. Baba says, feel the pulse and then give knowledge. Because not everyone is coming to you is coming for just knowledge. Somebody is coming as a CID officer to check what is there. Somebody is coming as an inspector to see. Baba has said even this. You know, once in Panda Bhavan, one CID officer had come and nobody knew it. Jayanti Bhen had told this experience that once the group reached Madhuban, later on they got to know that one of them is a CID officer. And in fact, he has not come here to for Baba Milan and all that, but just to check. And she immediately informed Dadi Prakashmani. Dadi said, okay, let him be there. We have nothing to hide. Let him see. But what I was telling is, one should have a wide range of knowledge of things. And since this is the study, then why not study it in all details? Why not study it in great details? Why not, if a person comes to you, for example, you had an Ananda Marg here. If that person comes here and he start discussing about seven chakras, Kundalini, you should have some knowledge to tell him. There are five types of bodies, Annamay Kosh, Gyanamay Kosh, in the body. They talk. Baba doesn't tell all this, but you should know them if they tell all these things. Otherwise, if you say, okay, we don't believe in this, they will stop coming. You should be well read. You should have wide range of knowledge. Somebody comes and discusses you with about heaven. You must know what are the concept of heaven in Hinduism, in Buddhism, in Islam, in Christianity, in Judaism. So one should keep on reading every day. So financially sound there means money. Financially sound here means knowledge. So one should be like this. In order to become good businessman, increase your knowledge. Increase the knowledge of your business. And then next, gross technical skills. That businessman should know technical skills, gross technical skills. If suppose somebody is starting the business of cotton, he must know everything about cotton. Somebody is starting the business of plastic, he should have some skills about cotton. Somebody is starting the business of juices, fruit juices. So he should have techniques to know what are the different methods to juice. Some technical skills he should know. Here also, we are spiritual businessmen. So we should also have certain gross technical skills with us. And what are the technical skills? First, speech, public speech, giving public speeches. You cannot say that, oh, I have never given knowledge, I have never given speech, I have never held mic, I have never spoken in front of mic, in front of public of 10,000. It's very tough for me, I cannot. Stage fright is there. You have to develop this skill, one. Second, develop the skill of giving interview. People will come and take your interview. Tell us something about Brahma Kumaris. So you should have certain knowledge about the introduction, how to introduce Brahma Kumaris to newcomers or to worldly people. And then there is something known as journalist, how to interact with them. It's also a skill. Then how to interact with VIPs, how to interact with political leaders, how to talk. These are the skills one has to develop. That is known as soft communication skills. Then skills also include skills of cooking. Skills of making toli. These are some of the skills in Brahmin life. Skills of arranging programs. To arrange program in center is quite easy, but to arrange program outside, taking cooperation from many other souls, it definitely needs skill. To arrange some programs, to coordinate with so many people, to coordinate with speaker, to coordinate with organization, these are the skills one should develop. If a group is going to Madhuban, how to take that group to Madhuban properly, so that nobody is lost. And suppose if you take one group to Madhuban of 40 people you took to Madhuban and one of them falls sick. Now how to go about it? Or one of them is lost. Died. Died in the plane, died anywhere. He goes to Shantivan, gets a heart attack, admitted, and within 2 days person dies. And you know that from his family everybody is opposed to Brahma Kumaris. And on your responsibility you had taken that person. Now it's such a tough situation. Or you are going to Mount Abu and all your luggages are stolen on the way. How do you handle? Or something happens and police enter your place. How do you handle? These are the skills. Legal skills. One should develop. So that businessman has got cross technical skills. We should have subtle spiritual skills. Subtle spiritual skills. Or suddenly subtle, sukshma, very minor. So this is one. Next, that businessmen are hard working and honest. Here also, we should be hard working and honest. Without hard work and honesty, one cannot become successful entrepreneur or businessman. You should be working hard all the time. Then only you can progress ahead as a businessman. Because there are already 10 businessmen in line, in competition with you. You have to surpass them. So you have to work hard. And second, as I said, honesty. You should be very honest. I have seen that some people, you go to a shop and you say, what is the cost of this vegetable? They will say, no, please don't take this. That is tail. While others, okay, take. They will sell all the bad things also. But they are somewhere, and sometimes if you go to some shop and if you ask, do you have this particular thing? They will say, no, I don't have, but there is another shop, there you can get. At times when you go to a shop and you ask, do you have this thing? He says, no. Do you know any place where I can get this? He says, no, I don't know, just go away. Even if he knows, he will not tell. So person may not like to go to the second shop again. So person should be honest. Person should be hardworking for that businessman. What about in spirituality? Definitely one has to work hard. Without working hard, you cannot become soul conscious. Because body conscious, sanskars of body conscious are there with us from very long time. Without honesty, can you get near to Baba? Never. Baba says, Sach tovitho nach. You have to be very honest. Sachi dil par sahib razi. The Lord is happy only with the heart which is honest. Otherwise the Lord is never happy with you. You are split personality, showing something, doing something. In one of the Avyakta Murli 69, Baba said, the person, he is saying something, doing something, that is a dangerous personality, khaufnak. Dangerous personality. The person who says something but does something else. These are the dangerous personalities. So one must be honest. The next, that businessman is innovative. He keeps on devising new methods. Some offers, sometimes he will sell one mobile, along with that something he will offer free as a gift. These are offers or bonuses or something or other he will keep on inventing. It is not that the same shop is there and the same material from last 20 years. Last so many years. So, such a thing should not be there. Everything, something new should be there. New stock. What else? What newness should be there in the shop? Yeah? Buy three? Free one. Okay. Offers. Change of packaging. The way you pack the things, they should be very attractive. So that customers are attracted to you. What else? What are the newness? What novelty those shopkeepers do? Marketing. Then advertisements. Propaganda. Then picture, posters. And some attractive advertisement in television, news. Then? Something special. Yeah, it's written as special. Some events. Yeah, some events. So they keep on doing in newness. Those shopkeepers who are innovative, they have become very successful. Those who just do the same old stuff, are happy with the old stuff, they remain like that only. And one should be very much aware of what the customers want, their tastes. Here in spirituality, we should be innovative. Innovative in Murli, reading. Innovative in conducting course. Innovative in conducting programs. Innovative in conducting retreats. Innovative in picnics. Innovative in everything, in service, in entertainment, everything, in food, in cooking, everything, there should be innovation. Something new every day. So that, I'm not talking of getting indulge in it, but a newness should be there. So that persons should not get bored, those who are coming. Innovation in Gyan, innovation in churning, innovation in yoga. Don't keep on doing the same yoga, I am soul, I am going out of the body, Baba, good morning, and then coming back. Baba, you are teacher, Baba, you are father, Baba, you are preceptor, done. This is done, now let me do other thing. Okay, so there is an earthquake, I am going and sending Sakash, done. Now next, 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 done, let us go back now. Today's yoga done. Baba, you are very good. You are ocean of this, you are ocean of that, you are ocean of this, ocean of this, 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 this. Seven finished? Okay, now next. There is a terrorist attack. Okay, fatafat giving Sakash. Done. There should be newness in your yoga. Some new drill, new imagination, new visualization every day. So newness in Gyan, newness in yoga, and newness in Seva. These are the three things. Innovative. And then, those businessmen should be jovial. Jovial means very much cheerful, jocular. Jovial. J-O-V-I-A-L. Jovial means jocular, humorous. They should have a very strong sense of humor. You know, very strong sense of humor. They should make their customers laugh. The customers should not get bored. Sometimes, you know, the shopkeepers are like this. Even if the flies sit on their nose, they don't move. They are totally mask-faced. No expressions on their face. You ask him, what is the cost of this? He will say 20 rupees. What is the cost of that? 50 RM. What is this? That is. Done? Now go. No expression, no smile, nothing. So, good shopkeeper should be very jovial, should have very humorous nature. He should make others laugh. The customer should feel happy. He should make acquaintance with them very fast, so that the customer keep on coming to them again and again, again and again, again and again. They come not for the products, but to talk with him, because he's so jovial. And then next, okay, so that is jovial there. Here, a spiritual businessman also should be jovial. We are tapasvis, we are sannyasis, but that doesn't mean that we become hard-hearted. We are sannyasis, we are tapasvis, that doesn't mean that we should stop doing entertainment. We should be having all, this is a, ours is a life of feasting, not just fasting. We are not like those sannyasis sitting and doing tapasya like this. We are dancing sannyasis. We are dancing masihas. We are dancing prophets. We are dancing avatars, incarnations. Baba wants our life to be full of entertainment, pleasure, happiness, moj. We are not like dry sannyasis. Ours is not that life. Ours is a life of entertainment. So this is, then that sannyasi, those businessmen are very, those who are kind hearted. Suppose a poor person comes. So okay, he will give him without money. Money you can give next time. Because he's very kind hearted. He understands the financial condition of some of the customers. So here also one has to be very kind hearted. Suppose somebody comes here and he says, you see him, he's extremely intelligent, extremely in search of God. So you provide him something. If he says, I have a desire to read this book, but he doesn't have money. You can say, okay, read this book and you can give later on. So one has to be kind-hearted at times. It's better not. Rather than that, give him knowledge, give him books, give him audios, give him CDs. Okay, that depends, that would be tailored to that particular person. You have to consider all other things. You know, there are many Kumaris at present staying in center. And they are very poor financially, so many sisters just adopted them. They are studying, they are staying in the center at the same time studying in schools, like that. So, just as that businessman has to be very kind-hearted, here also one has to be very, very kind-hearted. You have to see, there are rules, there are regulations, definitely. But sometimes you have to go out of your way and show that kindness to everyone. Now, as you talked about money, Baba has often said that don't exchange money even amongst yourself. But now, there is a very true and sincere child of Baba. And he is with you for a very long time. And suddenly, he became financially bankrupt. You can give him money, but whilst exchanging money with Brahmins, just remember one thing, don't expect that that person will return you back. Give it and forget it. Otherwise, simply say no, don't give it. But if you give it, don't expect that that person may give back. He will give back, that is another thing, but don't expect that that person will give back money. I'll tell you one event, there was one brother in center, and the other brother of the center was having financial problems. So he asked, so he gave him 5,000 rupees. But the person who took the money, he forgot that he has to give back. And every day they would come to center. The person would sit here and the person who has taken the money would sit ahead. So this person, first he would remember Shiva Baba. And the moment this man came, 5,000, 5,000, 5,000, 5,000. Baba, please touch him. Baba, touch him. But how can he say on his own that please give me my money? It doesn't look good, no? So he is doing yoga with Shiva Baba. Baba, give Sakash to him. Please ask him to give me my money. If that is the issue, please don't give. It's better not to give. If you at all want to give, give and then forget. Forget that you have ever given the money and that person is going to give back. So kind-hearted. And then next, that businessman should have leadership qualities. They should have leadership quality. A businessman means he should be able to lead all his colleagues, all his employees. Without leadership qualities, you cannot become good businessman, because a businessman will always have multiple people under him working. So you must be able to command their respect. You must be able to make them work. Businessman doesn't mean that he himself starts doing everything. Okay, that is another good thing. But he should have the ability to make others do things for him. And he himself should be involved in it. I mean, he should start on his own, but he should have that ability to make others work. So, leadership qualities. And then, next, so here also, in spiritual, businessmen should also have leadership qualities. Why? Because everywhere you have to be a leader. In spiritual, in Brahma Kumaris, every Brahmin is a leader. It's not that the person who is in the center or center in charge is a leader. Not like that. Everyone is a leader. Because leadership is first here. Baba says self-sovereignty. That is leadership. One. Second, every small seva which you are given, you have to work as if you are the leader and you have to lead others, involve others. And you do it with responsibility, not a very careless attitude. A leader cannot become careless ever. He has to lead. You know, when Hitler used to speak, have you ever seen Hitler, video of Hitler speaking? How force, what enthusiasm, he is doing like this. He is so forceful. He is just igniting the flames against Jews. Those Germans are mad after him. They want to do anything for Hitler. They were with him because he used to fill them with power. This leader has to be like that. Or even, for example, Napoleon, Alexander, he was crossing and coming towards India from his place. The soldiers would get exhausted many times. They would say, no, we will not go further. Then again he will come up and give speeches. Very powerful, inspiring speeches. And then again they would get filled with power and started to go with him. After some times, again 2-3 battles, and they will say, no, no, we can't go further. Again he will give inspiring speeches. So leader has to inspire. Leader has to command respect. So that is the in spirituality. Then, those businessmen should be mature. Very mature. Mature in understanding. Only a mature person can become a very good businessman. Maturity, when I say, it means if there is a bankruptcy, they must know how to deal with it. Maturity means if suddenly the business stops, they must know what are the ways and means to come out of it. Maturity means suddenly the customers have stopped coming. He must know what has happened. There should be maturity in order to tackle difficulties, situations, circumstances, adverse situations. That maturity should be there with a businessman. Here also, we should have, be spiritually mature. A spiritually mature person will remain very calm, quiet, immovable in faces of circumstances, difficult situations, adverse situations. What is the use of spirituality? If we have been giving and understanding knowledge and suddenly we fall sick, okay? Suddenly we are diagnosed with some cancer and our stage has gone down. Everything is destroyed. No jnana, no yoga, nothing. We have become depressed. Oh, why this came to me? I have to do so much service. Why I got this fracture of leg? Now how will I serve? Very difficult. Many people, it is very difficult. Many Brahmins find it difficult to accept situations. Okay, till now you were serving with two legs, now serve sitting on bed. We see in hospitals many times, many Brahmins who work day and night, suddenly they get fracture and now they have to sit like this for 1 month on bed. They are so restless. They find it extremely difficult. But then there is another group of souls also. I have found they are so calm and quiet. They say, we were doing that service in center or in Madhuban. Now, Baba has given me the opportunity to, now we'll spend my time reading Murlis and giving Sakash. Let me make the atmosphere of the hospital powerful. The other patient who is there, they share their knowledge with other patients. They share their knowledge with staff, nurses, doctors. So nice. So this is known as spiritual maturity. So just as that businessman should be matured, here also one should be matured. Then next, that businessman has got natural abilities. What are the natural abilities? One, decision power. Decision power. Some natural abilities. Natural abilities like decision power, endurance power. They tolerate a lot. Sometimes they are insulted, they tolerate. Sometimes the customer will come, okay? And he will throw his product. This product you are selling us, take this. And run away. And go away. Gross insults. Sometimes newspaper will publish something. This particular shop is selling fake products. And even though it's a fake news, but somebody has plotted against you and got that news. So one has to tolerate a lot in business. If you want to become a good businessman, one has to tolerate. And then a good businessman should have natural abilities to take decisions. Very fast decision he has to take. If this is there, let me decide this. If this is there, let me decide this. So fast decision power. So these are the two natural abilities of a good businessman. Decision power, power to decide and power to tolerate. And Baba also mentions about this in our eight powers. You can add like power to cooperate and power to discern, all those powers. So natural powers person has. And then next, that person, a good businessman should be optimistic. Positive thinker. No matter what happens, he should be always positive about his business. Even if everything is raised to the ground, he should start from the scratch again. That optimism. The same optimism is needed here in spirituality. Many times Maya will attack us, many times Maya will make us fall down, and our purusharth, our effort would be reduced to zero. Now start again. Don't lose hope that what will happen to me, this sanskar is very bad, this sanskar is very powerful, this addiction is not going. What should I do? I am fed up with my own sanskars. I am troubled most by my own sanskars. Don't lose hope. So the successful businessman is the one who is optimistic. And successful spiritual businessman is the one who is always optimistic in face of Maya's, whenever Maya defeats you, no matter what happens. And last point, that businessman would have a very good planning abilities. He would be a very good planning abilities he has got. Managerial skills, or you can say management skills, planning abilities. He will always plan. If suppose new product has to be launched, he will see what should be the wrapper. And you know what they do? If suppose a cricket match is going on. So one is watching cricket match. In between there are advertisements. For example, Wills, cigarette. Wills. So person is again and again seeing that Wills. Or what is the soap which is used in Malaysia? Just name any soap. Lux. Huh? Okay, for example, there is a cricket match going on, and during the cricket match for 1 hour, 5 times they showed Lux advertisement. Now, you have seen the cricket match and you have not paid much attention to Lux. But now you happen to go to the market and the shopkeeper asks you what you want. You say soap. He will say which soap? You say Lux. How come? Because that is hammered. That is known as tech skills. This is how the shopkeepers work. They keep on hammering it upon their public, on their customers. Lux, 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 Wills, Wills, Wills. So naturally that should go in there, deep into there. So this is known as planning. If you want to sell some product, you have to do the same thing. Keep on narrating it, keep on telling it again and again, again and again. Let it go in their subconscious mind. Keep on arranging some or other programs here, just as we had yesterday. They may not come, that is okay, but arrange another program, then third program, then fourth program. So they should be hammered from all sides. Brahma Kumaris, Brahma Kumaris, Brahma Kumaris, Brahma Kumaris, Rajyoga, Rajyoga, Rajyoga. So next time when they will go somewhere, what do you want? They will say meditation. Which meditation? They will say Rajyoga. Because they have forgotten all other meditations. Naturally and suddenly it will come. Which meditation? Rajyoga meditation. Or sometimes even that happens. They don't practice. They have come here. But if somebody from outside asks them, what meditation you practice? They will say Rajyoga. Though they don't do it, but they know this. At least they know about it. No? So they don't want to reveal their ignorance in front of somebody. So they will say, okay, we practice Rajyoga meditation. So these are the 16 qualities of successful businessman. Yes. These are the 16 qualities of successful businessman. I will narrate again. First, appearance. Appearance. So here we have spiritual personality, personality of purity. Second, behavior. Behavior should be, okay, educational background. Educational background. So here our education is Murli. Our background should be very, very strong. Background of Gyan, background of Yoga, background of Seva. Everything should be good. Then, behavior. Our behavior should be polite, humble, courteous, cheerful, respectful. And then, next, experience. Just before experience, add one more. Discipline. I forgot that. Discipline. Those businessmen should be very disciplined. They should have a very disciplined life. Here also we should have a very disciplined life. They cannot afford, suppose Baba often talks in Murli that sometimes the customers, the shopkeepers stay awake the whole night because there are so many customers coming. How can they fall asleep? Because customers are coming. So those businessmen have to be very much disciplined. They have to start, if they know that at this point of time many people are going to come early in the morning at 6 a.m. So they have to get up early in the morning and get ready by 6 and be at that place in their shops. So discipline. So next is discipline. And then experience. There should be good experience. So here also in spirituality, a good spiritual businessman should have experience. And then financially, a spiritual businessman should be very, very sound. And then they should have a very gross technical skills. Here we should have subtle spiritual skills. Next, they should be hardworking and honest together. Then, they should be very, 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 very innovative. I. And then J, they should be very jovial. And then they should be very kind-hearted. And then they should be leader. They should have leadership qualities. And then maturity. And then natural abilities. And then optimism, and last, the 16th, planning abilities. Baba says you have to become 16 celestial degree full. So this is 16 celestial degree full spiritual businessman. The qualities which have been mentioned to you, they have been taken straight from all the management books. These are the qualities a successful businessman should have. They tell. The same qualities we have. So, what is today's Murli? Sweet children, what did Baba say? Sweet children, check your charts. Now, this is one more qualities. A spiritual businessman should keep on checking himself. Self-analysis. You can include this point in somewhere in between. Okay, to see how long you remember the Father throughout the whole day. Check whether you have made any mistakes, because each one of you is a businessman. So, be a very successful spiritual businessman. Om Shanti.